Our Father and our God, we want to thank you and give you praise and give you all the glory. For unto you we submit, even this morning, as we gather around your throne on Mount Zion. We give you all worship and we give you all adoration. There is none like you, Jehovah. There is none like you. May your name be praised. We pray, O God, that you speak to us and you will reveal things that we have never encountered and heard even unto us. Open our understanding, O God, and let your spirit be our teacher this morning. Lord, let the heaven be open over us, and Father, receive our petitions. May you answer us on Mount Zion and show us your favor and your glory. We thank you for this morning's devotion. And we thank you for your ever-present help, even on this mountain. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, I welcome you to this morning's devotion on Mount Zion. I pray that this audio devotional shall be a blessing unto you, and I will encourage you to also share with others on our various platforms. You don't know who you are blessing, who you are touching, who you are sending the word of healing. You don't know who you are leading to the place of salvation. May the Lord bless you even as you encounter him on Mount Zion. Our theme for this month, as I keep repeating, is from Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 22 to 24, where it says that we have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. And this man, the Lord is opening your eyes as to what is Mount Zion, what pertains on Mount Zion, the blessings that we have on Mount Zion, our responsibilities on Mount Zion, and everything he wants us to know. Yesterday he dealt with us with a topic, Mount Zion, the angels of God are here. And today we are considering the part two of that topic, Mount Zion, the angels of God are here, part two. I said that I will want to delve into how the angels of God attended to men and help in the affairs of men. The Bible says God rules in the affairs of men. And when God is intervening in the affairs of men, one of the people or the creatures or the agents that he used are called the angels of God. And take note, I said the angels of God because there are also the angels, according to the Bible, of the devil. The Bible, historical facts in the Bible has it that when Satan, Lucifer, rebelled in heaven and he was cast down after the war in heaven, he came down with a third of the angels who were with him in heaven. And they have become what we refer to popularly as demons. They are the angels of the devil, and their names are demons. They do his bidding, and they are with him down here, causing mayhem. But we are talking about the angels of God, the holy angels, those who remain loyal to him and their activities even in the affairs of men. Hallelujah. You will find out that the angels of God ministered to people like Joseph, the father of Jesus. They ministered to Mary, they ministered to Zachariah, and I'm limiting myself to the New Testament for the sake of time. They ministered to Paul, they ministered to Peter, they ministered to Peter and John together. They ministered to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah, among many others. And I'm restricting it to the New Testament because sometimes people share on angels and they create the impression that those things belong to the Old Testament. But hey, around the days of Jesus, and even after Jesus, we see the record of angels ministering to the people of God. And I want to start with the life of Joseph. When you read Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, Matthew chapter 2 verse 13, and Matthew chapter 2 verse 19, you see the work of the angels of God in the life of Joseph, all regarding the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Joseph was confused, when he found out that Mary was with a child, the Bible says he planned to quietly do away with Mary. But according to Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord provided an answer and a solution to the challenge that Joseph had. You might have come to a crossroad in your life. There are times you don't know what to do, what decision to take. An angel of the Lord will be sent to you in a dream, in a vision, to show you what to do. May God bring an angel your way. Hallelujah, as it did even for Joseph. Amen. Then you read Matthew 2:13. The Bible says, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the dream. He's talking about after the wise men have left, had visited and left them, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and kill him. This is what we call advanced knowledge. Hallelujah. Herod the king has planned to kill Jesus, the baby, among other babies. And an angel of the Lord was sent to Joseph to give him an advanced knowledge, to tell him what was about to happen, and also to tell him what to do. These days, all Christians love to do is to go to somebody for akwanchere. Pray to God to bring an angel your way to show you what to do. An angel of the Lord visited Joseph and showed him exactly what to do. He said, take the child and his mother out of this country, go to Egypt, and stay there until I'll come to you from Jehovah God and tell you what to do, because Herod is searching for a child. Angels grant us advanced knowledge. They reveal the strategies of the enemy unto us. May you have this benefit, even as Joseph had it, in the mighty name of Jesus. And whilst they were in Egypt and Herod died, that Herod that was looking for Jesus to kill him died, according to Matthew 2:19, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the dream and told him that, go back, take the child and the mother and go back, because all those who sought to kill your son, Jesus Christ, even our Lord, they are dead. Herod is dead. Go back. What a wonderful life. This is our portion. May the Lord send angels our way to show us what to do at any point in time of our life. Hallelujah. When we take our own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when he came onto this world, there were many times that the angels of the Lord ministered unto him. During his fasting, prior to his launching of his ministry in the wilderness, the Bible says in Matthew 4:11 that after the devil had left him, an angel came and attended to him. An angel came and ministered to him. He had gone through a lot of torment with the devil trying to tempt him, trying to sway him. And the Bible says, after that, an angel of the Lord came and ministered unto him. Hallelujah. And remember what we shared yesterday, when Jesus was arrested and the disciples were wondering what they can do to help, he told them, if I'm not supposed to go this way, I could have asked my Father according to Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. And you have sent me 12 legions of angels. Hallelujah. So Jesus received angelic support, and he knew he had access to angelic support, according to Matthew 26. Then even in Matthew 4 says, the devil himself knew that Jesus had access to angelic support. When he was tempting, he said, you can throw yourself from this tower, because God has said that he has commanded his angels, he will command his angels to come and take care of you, even in such circumstances. So even the devil knows. It is we believers who don't know that we have access to angelic help. But Psalm 91 tells us that the angels will bear us on their wings, so that your leg will not foot, will not crash at any stone. And this is recorded concerning us, and the devil even knows, and he showed it to Jesus. And beloved, I pray that your eyes will be opened, that we have access to angelic assistance. And the Lord has spoken to it concerning it, even in Psalm 91. And the angel pointed to Jesus. The devil pointed to Jesus. That, hey, in case you decide to even obey me, God has promised you angels. Hallelujah. Because it was coming from the devil, Jesus took it with a pinch of salt. Amen. So Jesus had access. When you read Luke chapter 22, verse 43, during his prayer in Gethsemane, prior to his ascension onto the cross, the Bible said, after he had prayed and has yielded his will to the Father, according to Luke 22:43, the angels came and strengthened him. So angels ministered to Jesus, the Son of God. If he accepts the ministry of angels, I believe we need it more. And shall we be enlightened today and go for that help from the angels of the Lord? Hallelujah. Matthew 28, verse 2. At the tomb of Jesus, when the ladies visited the tomb, the Bible said they saw two angels. It is recorded that an angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away, the stone covering the tomb. An angel of the Lord came and rolled it, and they even sat on it. Hallelujah. It tells you what angels can do. When Mary and her friends were going to the tomb, their major issue was that how were we going to roll the tomb so that we can go in there and embalm Jesus? Before they got there, an angel of the Lord. It tells you that the things you deem very difficult in your life, God has sent some angels to come and help you deal with them. Therefore, be like Jesus. Ask the Father for help, that he'll bring angels your way to help you remove the most difficult issues in your life. The angels have removed that heavy stone, and they are even sitting on it, telling them that we have conquered. You have access. You can go right into the tomb and find out the Jesus that you are looking for. So angels work with us, and they are ministers unto us, as we learned yesterday. And they are with us, and they are for us. And we can ask this morning, begin to activate angelic help, even in the mighty name of Jesus. When we read the book of Luke, chapter number 1, verse 13, you see the story of Zechariah the priest. And the Bible says, whilst he was performing his duty as a priest, an angel of the Lord was sent to him. This is a man, a Levite, a priest, and his wife, who have been praying since they got married as young people for a child. And one day, out of nowhere, they have even given up praying. They have advanced in years, in age. And the Bible says an angel of the Lord appeared to him to give him an answer to all the prayers that they had prayed. He told him, Luke 1:13, do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. What a message. I believe as we keep on praying, It will be a delight when one day an angel appears to you, whether physically or in a vision or in a dream, and tells you that, brother, sister, the prayer you have been praying, the Lord has answered you. This is the kind of blessing and resources, divine resources that we have. May you have that expectation, even as you pray, that God will send you an angel to announce the intention of heaven towards you. Amen. And to this same angel, who also closed the mouth of Zechariah when he doubted what he has told him. Hallelujah. It tells you we need to cooperate with the angels of God. The angel told him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. Where does he stand? In the presence of God. The angels are on Mount Zion. They are in the presence of God. They have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. Because you are doubting, hey, you will not speak until this thing happens. The angels come to save us and we have to cooperate with them. The same angel was sent to Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to announce the conception and the birth of Jesus Christ. And when Mary asked him how this was going to happen, the angel revealed to him the key to the happening of the conception, the keys to how this whole conception thing was going to happen. He showed him that there's somebody called the Holy Spirit. When he comes upon you and overshadow you, everything is possible. Luke chapter 1 verse 35, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Angels provide keys to your solution. And as you cooperate with them, they will reveal to you the mind of God. Hallelujah. And this angel showed Mary how it will be. Amen. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And when you follow the discourse all the way from 26, verse 26 to 37, you see how the angel ministered to Mary and how Mary took it in good faith and realized that which God has purposed to do with her life. Hallelujah. When Jesus was born, the Bible recalls from Luke chapter 2, from verse 9 of Luke chapter 2, that it was angels who appeared in glory to the shepherd, and they broke the news of the birth of Jesus to them. Angels carry information from heaven, and any day you need information from heaven, an angel of the Lord will appear. When you read the book of Daniel, when Daniel had fasted and prayed for 21 days, the Bible says an angel appeared to him and said, Daniel, the very day you prayed, I was sent to come to you with an answer. The very day. That's why Jesus said that I will have asked my Father, and at once you have sent an angel. The Lord responds to us when we ask for his help. Hallelujah. Therefore, I just want you to come to that realization that the angels are there to help us. And please access their help. Ask God. Jesus has showed us that you can ask God and he will send an angel. Sometimes he sends them to you unawares, but sometimes you need to ask. And he will send them to you. The angels came and they announced the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the shepherd. And the shepherd followed them up. And indeed, they found Jesus. And they rejoiced and went and spread the news to all manner of men concerning the birth of Jesus. Amen. We shared about how the angel of the Lord, for the sake of time, let me give you some narratives. Considering Peter and John, it is said that they had gone to preach the message of the gospel. And the Bible said that they were arrested and put in a prison. But Acts chapter 5, verse 19 says, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. And the next day they were looking for them in the jail and they were not there. They found them outside there in the temple preaching. May an angel of the Lord deliver you from every spiritual and even physical imprisonment that you find yourself. May the angel of the Lord attend to you as he attended to Peter and John. Then we have the story of Peter, who was arrested by Herod, put in jail, and he was about to be assassinated the next day. And the Bible said the church prayed earnestly. And the night before his assassination, the Lord sent an angel of the Lord, and he delivered Peter from jail. The Bible said Peter was kept in the midst of 16 soldiers, 4 soldiers each, 4 times 4, 4 squadrons. But the angel of the Lord delivered him. He was in chains. As soon as he appeared in the room, in the prison room, the Bible said the chains fell off. Hallelujah. When divinity encounter humanity, there is nothing like bondage. Every yoke will be broken. When an angel appear in your situation, all your yoke will melt away. And he led him out. And at the last gate, the Bible said the gate opened by himself. When you walk with an angel, there is no impossibility. All the closed doors will open by themselves. I decree unto you that may the angel of the Lord lead you out of your difficult situation. And may there be automatic solutions. May closed doors be opened by themselves because of the angels that are helping you. Hallelujah. Paul declared somewhere in Acts, when they were being sent to Rome, and they all feared a shipwreck. When you read Acts chapter 27, verse 23, the Bible said, Paul assured them and declared unto them that last night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. And that angel assured me that this journey will be safe. Did you hear that? He said, last night an angel of the Lord, of the God whom I belong and who I am served, stood beside me and promised me that this journey will be safe. So don't be afraid. He received an assurance from the angel of the Lord, even in the midst of that difficulty. May God send an angel your way, and may they bring you good news. Hallelujah. May the angel of the Lord bring you good news. So, just as I said, the angels of the Lord are with us, and they help us. When we read 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, Paul spoke about tongues of men and tongues of angels. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are empowered to speak the tongues of men. Tongues of men are referring to languages of men in different languages across the world. The tongues you speak, they are really languages, heavenly languages, earthly languages. And the Bible says they are also tongues of angels. If I speak the tongues of men or of tongues of angels, we communicate with angels in tongues. Hallelujah. So the angels of God on Mount Zion, they are there for us and with us to support us and to help us. And I want you by this revelation to be conscious of that. Be conscious of that. You are never alone. The Bible says you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the presence of innumerable company of angels in joyful assembly. They are there to keep your life joyous, make your life happy, make your life relevant, make your life count. They are here to help us. Hallelujah. And just as I said yesterday, and one sister referred to it on a platform, you need to have a Mount Zion consciousness. What is it? Mount Zion consciousness is know that no matter where and how you find yourself, you are in the midst of Mount Zion, where God is, where angels are, where the sprinkled blood is speaking a better word over your life. You are in the midst of divine being, divinity, and therefore press the right buttons, access the help of angels, and let the angels of the Lord grant you assistance. For the Bible refers to the fact that Jesus will come in the second coming with strong angels. His angels are strong angels, and they can help you in the midst of any difficulty. This morning, Mount Zion, the angels of God are here. If they were there for Peter, if they were there for Paul, if they were there for John, if they were there for Jesus, if they were there for Mary, if they were there for Zachariah, if they were there for Joseph, they are there for you. Hallelujah. And remember the book of Hebrews that we read yesterday, that they are ministering spirits sent to come and help those who are beneficiaries of salvation. And they are flames of fire. They are quick, they are strong, they are powerful. And they can help you live this glorious life in 2019. Mount Zion, the angels of God are here. Begin to thank the Lord and begin to pray that the angels of the Lord will come and help you. Wherever you want to go, pray and that the Lord will release the angels ahead of you. Pray and they will do miraculous things. I have shared the testimony before when I needed to get some blood for my wife from another hospital, and I went and the department that was supposed to discharge blood was in chaos. They were not attending to anybody because there was a meeting that had gone on from the morning and they have stopped the service. And I was in difficulty. But before I set off from that hospital where my wife was, I prayed the Lord send an angel of the Lord ahead of me to help me have access to this blood. And beloved, after waiting and waiting, I wanted to just leave the place and maybe go to another hospital. Somebody stepped out of the meeting to come and receive a call. And guess who it was? A classmate, a schoolmate I have not seen for years, almost 20 years, was the guy who stepped out of the meeting. And coincidentally, if I'm to put it out, he happened to be that person who was holding that meeting with the hospital, and that had brought the dispensing of blood and other things to a halt. And I said, hey, and he also said, hey, what are you doing here? And I just delivered the prescription to him. And when they had, he assured me that they'll finish the meeting soon, so I should wait. And when they had finished, I who went there last, I was the first to be served. If it was not the angel of the Lord who did it, who, then who can you be? I prayed, and God answered me. He sent an angel to help me. Beloved, assess the help of the angels of the Lord. Our time is fast spent, but I think it is worth sharing these things with you and begin to pray and thank the Lord for angelic assistance and angelic help on Mount Zion. They are there for us. They are there for you. They are there for your family. Begin to thank him. Father, we thank you that there are angels on Mount Zion. There are angels in our lives. And as we have the consciousness of dwelling in Mount Zion, we will access the help of these angels. They will help us with divine information. They will strengthen us when we are weak. They will come to deliver us from any imprisonment. They will lead us. They will guide us. They will show us the mind of heaven. Every assistance that we need, these angels are there for us. We thank you for the lives of these angels without number who are on Mount Zion for our sake. Father, grant us deeper understanding and let this revelation stay with us, and let us access the help of God's own angels. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. If you are sick, I declare you healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord has commanded me to pray for you. Therefore, put your hand wherever you are sick. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that may the healing virtue that flow through the wounds of Jesus touch you and heal you now. I declare you healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed and made every root whole. Begin to rise up from your weakness. A curse that fibroid, command it to die. Every blood-borne disease, command you to be cleansed, even in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare you healed. I send this word of healing and I rescue you from death. In Jesus' name, rise up from that hospital bed and be made whole again. You are healed in Jesus' name. Beloved, if you have listened to us and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the year is still young. You don't know how this year will end us. You don't know when Jesus is coming. Lift up your hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Father God, I acknowledge I am a sinner and I need salvation from Jesus. Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come and live in me and make me my own. I surrender my life unto you for the rest of my years. If you say this prayer, Jesus has entered into your heart and you are born again. Find a Bible-believing church. You can speak to us and we will help you. If the Church of Pentecost is where you are, please join them. It's a good church. They will help you. Hallelujah. Even in Jesus' name, we pray for you and establish you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Beloved, you need to keep on praying. Listen to this message throughout the day. Listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. Let me tell you this. I met somebody at our church, Pierre de Ruiz Atomic, one evening. And I was trying to find out from him what he was doing there. I had a meeting. I wanted to know whether he also had a meeting. He said, no, I came here to listen to a message. I said, oh, what message is that? And he mentioned the topic, the city of the living God. So he was referring to one of the messages we have shared on this devotion. And said, I've been listening to the message for the past 1.5 hours. He has moved out of his house, gone to a quiet place and listened to one message for 1.5 hours. Beloved, some people are serious. Just pleading with you. Don't just listen to this thing, throw the phone somewhere. Keep on listening to this message. It is through that meditation that the word of God will take hold of your hearts. Then you begin to mingle with angels. And this message will become a truth in your spirit. And you will benefit from what we are sharing. I want to bless you. Put your hand on your head or your heart. Father, I release the priestly blessing upon your son, your daughter, and their family. I declare you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. As you step out of your bed and out of your house to wherever you're going today, may the angels of God go with you and go ahead of you. May your day be fruitful. May your day be productive. May your day be filled with the miraculous. May your day be filled with the supernatural. May this glorious 2019 open up unto you and your family. May the Lord bless you, grant you peace and strengthen you and make you victorious in a great success. May you be a blessing to your world, to your generation, to your family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. I declare you blessed. Blessed beyond every curse. Blessed with angelic assistance. May the angels of God help you to do what you could not do. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.